You want to read with us this morning? We're going to read some out of the book of Philippians. Philippians, the fourth chapter. Then we're going to read a little out of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. You pray for us. We're going to start with the first verse, fourth chapter of the book of Philippians. Then we'll go to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. You pray for us. We need your prayers. It says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eudas and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. 11th chapter, book of Hebrews. We could read several verses. I'm going to read just a few. We'll start with the, I'll just start with the ninth verse. Let me start with the eighth. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading a little scripture out of the book of Philippians, and also out of the 11th chapter, the book of Hebrews. Now, I'm going to take my time this morning, just a little bit, and trust that the Lord will give us what we stand in need of. There's several verses and several subjects, no doubt, that you could preach on out of both of these chapters. I want to talk this morning, Lord help me, about opportunity. Opportunity. I believe it says in one scripture, that as you have opportunity, do good unto all men, especially to them of the household of faith. This word opportunity is not found in the Old Testament, not found much in the New Testament. But opportunity, I'm going to take my time. I really do appreciate the opportunity to be here. I've said that before, and I might not know much what it meant, but I appreciate the opportunity. And you think about when you go through life, sometimes, my friend, you have the opportunity to be a help to someone else. You're not living here on an island by yourself. You're not the only one, my friend, that's ever had a problem. You're not the only one that's ever had a victory. You're not the only one that's ever been saved. Glory. Hallelujah. We're in this thing together. We most certainly are. And brethren, together there's strength. There is strength. Bible says that a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Now, I don't know. I'll be quite frank with you. I don't know what I'm going to preach. I went by the other night going to church. I guess I've seen this sign. I don't know where I have or not. I've been been by that way quite a bit. But there's a sign that's on the side of the road that says Opportunity Baptist Church. Opportunity Baptist Church. And I thought about that, opportunity. I really did. Those things catch my eye. Far as I know, I've never read it, never seen it. But somebody put up a sign that says Opportunity Baptist Church. And I got to thinking about an opportunity. Would you like to have an opportunity this morning to be a help to your brother? Now, I'm just bear with me. Opportunity. A lot of times, brethren, we miss the opportunity. We miss it. Sometimes, my friend, we look at our own problems, and brethren, we miss the blessing. You've got an opportunity to help someone. Listen. You have helped someone for just being here this morning. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Why, preacher, I ain't gonna miss church. Thank God. Thank God. I don't like preaching to a bunch of empty pews, but I'll tell you one thing, if I have to, I will. Yes, sir. I have before. And I do quite a bit on Wednesday night. Amen. Yes, sir. You're missing a great opportunity. Like me or not. Hey, I'm your new pastor. Glory. You're stuck with me for a few days. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Brethren, God's give us a great opportunity this morning. Yes, He has. If it was in your power, the truth of it is in your power. I think a lot of times I got home a little late the other evening and Earl called and he's wanting to know I was going to meet and I just got in and I was actually cooking on the grill and I looked up and said, you might have time, but I, be honest with you, I'm got a little age on me. And if I work very much, my friend, I like to sit down. I do. When I have the opportunity. When I have the opportunity. But listen, brethren, whether you see it or not, I appreciate the great opportunity to be your pastor. I do. I do. I cherish it. I do. Ho! Ho! Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! Woo! Preacher, it ought not excite you. I'm excited. Yes, sir. Think about it. You and I have a great opportunity, brethren, to change, brethren, this community today. Amen. Yes, we do. Preacher, I ain't worried about them lost. You ought to be. Yeah. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help us to have a desire. A desire. You are to want to be the best member Mountain View has. Preacher, you're just going to get on to us. I'm going to preach to you what I've got. And I'm going, honestly, it's in your control, my friend, what you do with the opportunity God's give you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I chose some things in life. I chose, my friend, whether you'll have it or not, I chose, brethren, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only in my ministry, brethren, but in my everyday life. I've chose that. He gave me the opportunity. But I done some choosing. You have too. You have too. I chose, my friend, to work in some place that I work, my friend, because I felt like it's where God wanted me. Preacher, that ain't no reason to work there. You work for money. I know how it works. I know how it works. Yes, I do. Had I had a better agent, my friend, we might have negotiated this pastoralship. Ho! Oh. Preacher, they do it all the time. A lot of pastors, my friend, consider this a job. You know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I ain't never. Not ever. I can faithfully tell you I have never looked at this as a job. Woo! Hallelujah! I don't care if God does bless me. He's done it. Yes, He has. He ain't never left me. He ain't never forsaken me. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. He ain't never forgot my name.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! What an opportunity to go to meeting this morning.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I haven't. I appreciate the fact that God has given us this opportunity together. Seriously, together. I could look. I started to say something this morning. I don't jest a whole lot. Most time when I do, it backfires, so I stay away from it. I really do. Whether you have it or not, my friend, God has given us a great opportunity.
Amen.
You know what the opportunity is? You go out there and look on them tombstones. If they done passed and gone, you'll find a beginning date, and you'll find an ending date, and you'll find a little dash. You know what that dash is? Opportunity. Huh? They had 80 years. They had 40 years. They had 25 years. They had 18 years. They had 99. It doesn't matter what it is. It's an opportunity. There's a lot of folks, my friend. I would to God that people would listen to the Word of God. I've got nothing else for you. I've got nothing else to preach to you. I've got nothing I can help you with outside of the Word of God. And my prayers for you. Preacher, you pray for us, you better believe it. Opportunity. I can prove to you by the Word of God, my friend, that He gives us opportunity. David, my friend, you go back into the days of David, and brethren, you'll see the time when Saul hunted him. And Saul had already thrown the javelin at him. Saul wanted to kill him, wanted to do away with him. But did you know in the same time that the only peace that Saul had was when David was playing on the harp?
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir. They is in a cave. Old David and them down here. Saul and them up here. And they's all in the same cave. And him hunting him. The Bible said that David rose up in the night. And brethren, he went up there and he cut the skirt of Saul. Yes, sir. You think he had opportunity? Huh? You think he could have ended, my friend, the man that pursued his life? Saul had no clue David was anywhere near him. Think about it. Bible said the next morning, old Saul got off down yonder in the valley, and David cried out, "Oh, Saul! And David had that little hem of the skirt. Yes, sir. I said, "Look, Saul, look." He could have killed him. Done away with him. He had opportunity. Listen, but he did not do it. The Bible even says that it smote his heart. Brethren, because he cut off the skirt, it smote him. David was a good man, wasn't he?
Amen. Amen.
Smote him. He had opportunity. Why didn't he kill him? Preacher, I'll do away with my problem. I can do this and I can do that. And I can move this and that. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes it might be better that you put up with a little trouble. We don't like that. Preacher, I can't wait till I retire and we settle down, we get everything, ducks in the row. Them ducks don't get in row. Sometimes. Don't get me wrong. I could tell you things, my friend, that the Lord has put in my life that absolutely you would snarl at. Yes, sir. That you wouldn't have. But you know what? I found out some things.
Amen.
I'm about like old Laban. I found out Lord put some things in my life, my friend, that blessed me. It was a trouble, but it blessed me. Jacob told Laban, he said, "You've changed my wages 10 times. 10 times you've changed my wages." But he stayed with him, didn't he? Till the Lord got finished with him. Is that not right? Preacher, I'm in this situation. I just can't get out of it. Stay it. Weather the storm.
Amen.
Thank God, put on your vesture. Put on, brethren, whatever it takes for you to stand what you're going through. We don't like that. We want God to take care of this. Do you think my friend David wanted to be haunted and wanted to be followed every step of his life, standing in jeopardy because Saul hated him? You think he wanted that to continue? No. But he is willing, my friend, to go through it. He found a way, my friend, to go through that God had placed in his life. Bible teaches us, you can go and read it for your own self. You'll find that David was anointed 3 different times to be king.
Amen.
Yes, sir. One time he is in Saul's house. Sat at the table. Yes, sir. You're going to be king. You know what David done? David stayed his role as long as Saul was living. Read it. God had already rejected Saul. And he let Saul know so. The fact of it is, that was Saul's problem. He had been rejected. You can come to church every Sunday, my friend, and I'll guarantee you, you'll never eat any honey, brethren, until you get right with God. Get where you belong. Get in the row. Thank God, put on the plow. Put on whatever it takes. Thank God to get the work done this morning. We've got an opportunity. Yes, we do. I don't know. Sister, Abernathy, can't remember her name. Wallen's wife. Louise. There's 2 or 3 of them, matter of fact. There was 3 of them at Stoner's. Abernathy's, Louise. She got up in prayer meeting one night. Walden, I think, had just passed away. And she got up in prayer meeting and she had had cancer. A few years before that, she said when she was in her cancerous state that she prayed to the Lord to give her 10 years. 10 years. This is her testimony. She stood there that night and she said, it's been 15. Woo! Oh! Give her 5 more, thank God, she asked for. You don't think God answered prayer? You say, preacher, them things just happened. You think God was in that? You better believe I do. I want to tell you something. Sister Louise Abernathy believed he was. The truth of it is, it don't matter whether you do or don't. Do you know that? David knowed without a doubt, brethren, who was in control. And it wasn't Saul.
Amen. Amen.
David knowed that. Read the book of Psalms. How much did he love the Lord? How much, my friend, did he weigh on God's mercies? How much confidence and trust did he put in God when he went out to battle, my friend? Read it. It's full of it. Preacher, I wished I was like so-and-so and everything just went fine. I'm going to tell you something. Everything ain't what it looks like. No, it's not. You might think, you get to looking around, you say, boy, they ain't got no problems. Looks are deceiving. Yes, they are. They're very deceiving. Opportunity. Do you not think, without a doubt, my friend, that David knowed in his heart that he could not raise a sword against Saul. He knowed it. That's the reason he smote his heart. But David let things just, what'd they do? They played out, didn't they? One day he got the word. Did you know that it had been prophesied that old Saul and Jonathan was going to die? Yes, sir. They died in the same day. Yes, sir. David loved Jonathan, and Jonathan loved David. To the place that Jonathan gave David all that he had, right down to his own girdle. It's in your arms this morning. You've got the opportunity. Thank God, use it for God's sake and not your own.
Amen.
You'll be blessed. Brother J.O. Jarrett used to say, J.O. had a lot of sayings. Most of them true, just down to earth. He said, God's man is loved. He's talking about the preacher man. The preacher man is loved. He said it's just by less people. Huh? There's not a one of you sitting here, my friend. I had a man to tell me years ago. First thing he said, I got as much peace on the golf course as you've got. And I said, brother, you don't know what you're talking about.
Amen. Yeah.
And I played golf too. You hear me?
Yeah.
Woo! That's what he said. I didn't believe him. You know why he said that? Because he had no peace, Robert. Then the next thing come out of his mouth, he said, I'm the way I am because of my father. And I told him that day, I knowed him and I knowed his daddy too. I said, you ain't got a leg to stand on.
Amen.
I said, you're your own man. I said, you're a grown man. You can't blame what you are on anybody in this world, my friend. You can't do it. These people, my friend, that feel better when they think they can blame somebody else for the reason they are what they are. Yes, sir. They feel better. Opportunity. Y'all remember the scripture over there where he give out 5 talents to a man? He give out 2 talents to another man, and he give out 1 talent unto another man. Yes, sir. Listen. Do you know what that and the had 5 done? Bible says he took them 5 and he made 5 more. Did he not? And the one that had 2, my friend, took his 2 and he made some more. Did he not? And the one that had 1 done what? Buried it. buried it. I'm going to prove to you, my friend, the real necessity of opportunity. In God's Word, Bible said he come to that and that had five, asked him how it's going. He said, I got me five more. Blessed. One had two, gained some. He said, blessed. He come to the one that had one. He said, I've got thy that thou give me, and it's laid up in a napkin. And here it is. What did the Lord say? What did the good man say?
Bless the Lord.
He said, thou shouldest have taken that you have and put to usury. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. In other words, put it to use. You would have gained. He said, but since thou hast not used that I give thee, it's going to be taken away from thee.
Yeah.
And given to him that has the ten. Hear me. You know what that man lost? He lost his opportunity.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
Sometimes we don't think too serious about a little old message that comes from an old preacher. But I got news for you. It's an opportunity.
Amen.
It is. These messages, my friend, that God has sent through this church, my friend, and I want you to know, you need to use what God's give you. That man had nothing to say. Come get a verse of a song. Opportunity. I don't know your heart this morning. I really don't. I personally have looked at that word ever since I saw that in a different manner. And not only that, I look at it this morning, I look at it as an opportunity, church, for us to come together, do that God bid us to do. It's pretty important that you mind the Spirit. You know that. It's pretty important that you listen to the Spirit. Listen. I've told this before, but I'm going to tell it. I just announced my calling to preach. And I was working at Marjon Carpets in Calhoun. We was working 15 hours on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday. We was working 12 hours on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. I was working. I got to praying. It come up revival season. I got to praying, Lord, I need a job where I can be off.
Bless him, Lord.
Where I can spend a little time, what? With you. It's just exactly. It's what I prayed for. Now, the Lord can work things. But you better be listening to the right spirit. Lo and behold, two or three weeks later, Friday evening, I'm talking about Friday evening, about 3 o'clock, I got a call. Back then, didn't have cell phones. They left a message at the front desk. Lady come out there and said, you've got a call, and they'd like for you to call them back. Okay. So I called them back, and they had a job opening. 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. That sound like vacation, didn't it? Problem is, we got to know today. And the next thing of it is you got to start Monday morning. So my wheels get turning. Lord, I've been praying about a job. Not only that, this is February, the end of February. That young lady over yonder was carrying our middle child. She was due in April. Things were different, folks. I done the math. You had 30 days of insurance. And after that, you didn't have none because the other didn't kick in for 90 days. You hear me? My wheels got to turning. I'd been praying. What have I been praying for? What have I been praying for? I wanted more time. Here it is. I went in and talked to the owner. He's the one that hired me. Third one he hired at that company. And I told him, I said, I always give notice. I said, this is going to be the shortest one I've ever given. I told him what went on, what had happened, what have you. He shook my hand and they said, you've been a good employee. He said, but the decision's yours, not mine. Just exactly what he said. So I left. Monday morning, I was on a new job. I ain't going to tell you. First week I worked there, you know, I worked 68 hours the first week. It was an 8-hour day job. I thought, Lord, I've messed up. 5 days, done work 13, 14 hours a day.
Bless him, Lord.
It didn't stay that way.
Bless him, Lord.
I was worried. Me and Kathy was worried. How are we going to pay for this child?
Yeah.
We're going to have to come up with something. Here it was. I was making, yep, what, 27 cents more on the hour? Big. That's a big raise.
Yep.
But the hours was 40 hours.
Yeah.
My paycheck went,
yep,
straight down.
Yes,
how are you going to make it? Listen, folks, I'm talking about opportunity. I was praying. I believe the Lord put me there for whatever reason. So I went. I'd been working there about 3 weeks, 3 and a half, something like that. And I got a call from John Corley, owner, Marjon Carpets. And I talked to him, and he said, Randy, he said, I want to talk to you if you're able to come by one day. He said, we're here to 5:30 sometimes. I got off at 3:30, supposedly on a normal day. I said, I'll be there. So I went and talked to John, so went in there, and John and Mary, his wife, was sitting there. Told me to have a seat. I had a seat. I sat down. He looked at me and he said, Randy, he said, me and Mary's done went over it. He said, we know you got a child and you ain't going to have no insurance. Said, if you'll pay the premium just like you was working here, we'll keep it.
Yeah.
Huh? We'll keep it.
Yeah.
Until that child's born.
Yeah.
Hear me, folks.
Yeah.
Preacher, them things happen. No, they don't. They didn't owe me nothing.
Yeah.
I worked them, what, an hour and a half notice?
Yeah.
Huh? Listen.
Yeah.
You don't think God knows how to turn some screws?
Amen.
You don't think God knows how to talk to that one about a person that he ain't never seen? He'll do it. And you know what it's called? It's called opportunity. From time to time, I don't mind telling you, I hadn't told my wife this, but I've got a friend of mine, he's in bad shape. He's lost everything he's got, and he's down.
Yeah.
really down. And I'm not got a lot of money. I ain't got a pot of gold. But every now and again, he calls, and anyway, his sister had passed, and he had to do this and that and another. Bottom line, he'd need a little help. Now, I'm going to tell you, my first impression is, what can I do? What can I do? I about give out. I about done that. This ain't the first time I've helped you, by the way. By the way, you say, preacher, you're gonna have to quit doing them things. I got news for you. I got a little alert button that goes off.
Yeah.
I don't help everybody that calls me. You hear me? I don't pick up every stranger walking down the street either. No, sir. But every now and again, I will pick up one. Yes, sir. It's called opportunity. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? Listen. Brethren, God's got a plan. And sometimes that plan hurts you. Preacher, I ain't going to have that. Yes, it does. I know what it is to work. I know what it is, my friend. I was in meeting. I don't know why I'm telling you what I'm telling you, but I'm going to tell you, God will try your faith. He'll do it. 11th chapter. Read it. See how he delivered them. He'll deliver you, Jeff. Yes, he will. Preacher, I got 401k and I got all this and I got all that. It don't mean a whole lot. Be honest with you. You can have one hospital stay, my friend, and wipe it out pretty quick. You know that? Yes, you can. I was in meetings over at Harmony Grove. I don't mind telling you. As the old preacher preached, it wasn't offering night. But while he was preaching, the Lord said, you need to give him $5. I'm not lying. You know what I knowed? I had $5. See? And while he is continuing preaching, you know what Randy was doing? I don't know where I'm going to do that or not. I live in a Dyersville. I got to be sure I can get back home. I don't like to be penniless. I always keep a little. Ought not tell you that either. But listen, Lord knows how to work things.
Yes, he does.
Folks, he knows how.
Amen.
I went by that preacher that night and I said, it ain't much. I said, don't you get too excited. I give it to him. I want to tell you something. It don't happen that way all the time. I seen that preacher a year later. He lived over in LJ. He come up to me and he said, I appreciate what you done. He said, you know what I needed? $5. He said, I was wondering how I was going to get back home.
Amen.
Huh? Huh? Listen. We don't need a pot of gold, folks. We just need each other to use the opportunity God gives us this morning.
Amen.
It might mean making it not.
That's right.
Do you know that? I could go on, I could tell you, my friend, things that the Lord has done for me unexpectedly, just unexpectedly. Can I tell you something? Sometimes I feel about like old Mephibosheth. I got a place at the table. Huh? Yes. Got a place at the table. You might not own much here, but thank God you're a king in a royal priesthood. I can preach that. I can't just preach it, I can believe it. Because I do. What the old song says, I went down a poor man. What? Come up with everything? Huh? Everything. He's what? He's all I need. He's all I need. I'm going to tell you something. You can go through this life and you can miss a lot of opportunities. You can. Or you can take and put them opportunities to work. And I ain't going to tell you, my friend, anything except this. God won't forget you.
Amen.
He won't forget you.
Amen.
No, he won't. I would to God this morning I could open my heart. Not just natural things. There's spiritual things that the Lord has given me. Personally given me that I wouldn't take nothing in this world for. I'm going to tell you something, folks. When I first got in the church, I like to hear shouting, but I wanted somebody else to do it. I was one of them. I didn't want to shout, never asked to shout. I think sometimes it's the reason the Lord lets me shout. Yeah. I'm glad I got one.
Amen.
Yes, I am. I'm glad I got one.
Amen.
Ain't it good?
Yes,
ain't it good? Ain't it good when the Lord just talks to us?
Yes.
Preacher, you think he's talking to us?
Yes, he is.
He's letting us know.
Yes, he is.
I don't know about you. I really don't. I'm not. Don't get into all that. Just to be honest with you. But I'm thankful that the Lord has given me one more opportunity to preach at this church. I love it. Church, I love it. You may have not even know there's even a preacher calling tonight, but I got news for you. You got you one. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to make you the best than you ever had.
Listen.
Oh!
Listen.
Woo! Woo! Listen. Glory! It's an opportunity. Let us stand.